Hello, I'm Dr. Maury Markman from Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Philadelphia, and I wanted to briefly discuss a number of highly provocative abstracts that are going to be presented in the gynecologic cancer arena at the 2015 American Society of Clinical Oncology meetings. There are actually several papers that have specifically looked at the addition of a third agent to carboplatin plus paclitaxel in the management of metastatic or recurrent endometrial cancer. One abstract randomized phase 2 trial suggested that the addition of bevacizumab to carboplatin and paclitaxel can improve progression-free survival in this clinical setting. However, a randomized phase 2 study from the gynecologic oncology group questions that finding, so this particular observation and discussion should be very interesting. A very interesting follow-up study on the Trinova One trial looking at a novel anti-angiogenic agent plus weekly paclitaxel demonstrated no improvement in overall survival in the overall patient population intention to treat, but in the subset of patients with ascites, there did appear to be, in this analysis, an improvement in overall survival. It'd be interesting to hear the discussion in that setting. Very interesting analysis in the Ariel 2 trial, which was a respective attempt to identify ovarian cancer patients likely to respond to rucaparib, demonstrated, not surprisingly, that patients with a BRCA mutations had a high response rate. But in addition, a particular signature was found that's also suggested in the non-BRCA mutated patient population, a high response rate. Approximately 32% of patients responded, compared to a population that did not have this genetic signature and a BRCA wild type, where response rate was only 11%. Again, discussion of this particular finding will be very interesting. A very novel compound that has been shown or suggested to have activity in P53 mutant ovarian cancer was examined in a randomized phase 2 trial, particularly or specifically in patients with P53 mutations. And this trial demonstrated an improvement in PFS in this randomized phase 2 setting, obviously suggesting that a further follow-up with a randomized phase 3 trial looking at PFS as a primary endpoint with overall survival as a secondary endpoint would be very interesting. There's also going to be an interesting presentation of a retrospective analysis of possible candidate predicted biomarkers for bevacizumab benefit or lack of benefit based upon data from the previously published GOG 2N18 trial. This will be a very interesting look at the ability to try to find a biomarker to determine whether this drug makes sense in the frontline setting. And finally, there is going to be several reports looking at immunotherapy over these new highly effective immunological agents in that have been shown to have activity in lung cancer and melanoma. Early trials now are looking at activity in ovarian cancer, and in several sessions they'll be presented. This is obviously going to be very provocative. Again, quite early data, but certainly would lead one to potentially see a need or desire to have this these very exciting class of drugs tested further in the gynecologic cancer arena. I would encourage you, if you have an interest in gynecologic cancers, to attend the sessions at ASCO dealing with gynecologic cancers, or if time does not permit because of many other exciting sessions, then to certainly view the abstracts, certainly read the abstracts, and then possibly see the reports, the actual presentations online at a later date. I thank you for your attention, and enjoy the meetings in Chicago.